From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Diplomats from six nations are in Beijing, ready to begin talks on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But on the eve of the planned three-day negotiation, the two principal parties, Washington and Pyongyang, remain far apart, with the U.S. insisting that the North Korean government give up its pursuit of a weapons program that many believe may already have produced a couple of nuclear bombs. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports, the outlook for progress is slim.
If you just listened to American and North Korean rhetoric about each other recently, you'd think there was no point in anyone showing up for talks at all. Pyongyang, having vilified Washington for months, on Saturday repeated that it won't relinquish its nuclear deterrent force until Washington ends what it called its hostile policy. Washington, for its part, has consistently said it will not reward the North for its nuclear blackmail. Former U.S. Ambassador to South Korea, Donald Gregg, says the two sides are starting from such a low point in relations that he has few expectations for this week's talks.
The problem is there's a chasm of mistrust between North Korea and the United States. We want them to verifiably end their nuclear program. They want some kind of a security guarantee from us. And so to get around that kind of stalemate, I think the Chinese and the Russians and the South Koreans are going to have to be rather agile facilitators.
Those three participants and the Japanese have been getting in some practice, say diplomats in Beijing, liaising with each other here ahead of the talks tomorrow. The attendance of all regional powers fulfills the Bush administration's condition that it would not hold one-on-one talks with North Korea. U.S. officials are expected to meet with their North Korean counterparts informally on the sidelines of the multi-party talks. But the presence of so many parties at the negotiations could also pose some problems. All of them have other issues regarding North Korea. For instance, Pyongyang's abduction of Japanese citizens is a crucial one for Tokyo. Thousands of North Koreans already fleeing into northern China concerns Beijing, but Washington has shown little concern for either. Professor Jiang Yunling of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences in Beijing says many of the regional powers, even U.S. allies, feel Washington's approach to North Korea is too simplistic.
I think that from China's perspective, it seems the United States only refers this as an issue of nuclear issue and a security threat to its interest. But from our perspective, it is a very complex issue.
Western and Asian diplomats in Beijing say Asian participants in the talks will likely push Washington to soften its stance on North Korea and at least offer some kind of security guarantees. They say it's especially urgent now since North Korea is day by day closer to possessing a nuclear weapon if it doesn't have one or more already. Conflicts within the Bush administration that have stalled U.S. policy on North Korea have not gone unnoticed in the region. Jiang Yunling says these talks provide the perfect opportunity for the U.S. to clarify where it stands.
I think still, you know, the American policy should have the clear strategy toward the region, especially a policy to North Korea. It seems it's not clear whether they still rely on the regime change or a comprehensive arrangement to solve the regional conflict. So that is, I think, is very crucial.
Diplomats and analysts agree that the measure of success of this week's six-party talks will be simply whether agreement can be reached to continue the dialogue. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.